Okay, so you probably need a little bit of background for this opening story of Samuel. So Samuel's mother was a woman named Hannah. And Hannah was very old when she had Samuel. And in Jewish culture, particularly in that day, it was really seen as a sign of shame if you didn't have any children. And so it was really tough for Hannah because she did not have any children. Now, we know today, even, mothers who don't have children, for whatever reason, men and women who can't have children, for whatever reason, that's a real struggle, often. It's a real sadness. And so Hannah, in the depth of her sadness, goes to the temple, where she encounters this Eli, who is the guy that's in the temple, kind of taking care of the business of the Lord. And she prays. And she prays that God may take away this shame and provide for her a son. And if he does, she will make a special promise. She will say that this son will not cut his hair and will not shave his, will not take any wine or alcohol. Actually, anything from the vineyard is really the expression. And it was a way of particular devotion to God. Now, people could take this vow for a little bit of time or a long time. Samuel is one of the ones who is under this vow for his entire life. And he's now born. And what that means is he is then given to Eli. And Eli is actually raising him in the temple here because he's going to be, Samuel, that is going to be a great prophet. And he does many wonderful and tremendous things. But he hasn't heard the call of God yet. He hears it today. He's not familiar with God. He doesn't yet know God. And so when he hears someone calling his name, he just naturally presumes this must be Eli, the old man. This happens a number of times before Eli finally catches on and said, you're getting the voice of God. Now, I think this is a wonderful reading for you as you've come away for a little bit to experience a little bit of time to think about your life, where you're headed, what it's about, and what gives meaning and purpose to you in your life. This is an amazing thing about God. You have been in the mind of God for all eternity. Long before anybody was alive, you were in God's mind. God knew you. God loved you. God, from all eternity, has known that the way in which he has created you, the gifts he has given to you, the things that he knows about you personally, are the tremendous things that you're going to demonstrate in your life. That's what this first reading is about. That as you get ready for some big change, quite frankly, it's at least going to be a big change because in just a few short months, you're not going to be CBC students anymore. You'll be alumni. In just a short period of time, you'll be off scattered to who knows where, all over the place, doing all kinds of great and wonderful things. But life will change. And change is not always easy. Sometimes it's difficult for us to embrace change. But the real good news here is this. You never go alone. God is always with you. From all eternity, God has known and loved you. Think about that for a minute. And think about this for a minute, too. When you were born, your parents loved you even before they really knew you. Before you were born, they were so excited for your arrival. And they immediately loved you, even though, quite frankly, they did not know you. But they loved you. Because, as Adam says in the book of Genesis, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Now, Samuel will have a rather interesting life. It's not going to be all smooth, even though this has been such a great and divine purpose for him. He's going to be in some real difficult spots where he's going to have to tell people things they don't want to hear. He's going to have to challenge people to do things they don't want to do. But that's not unlike what awaits you in your life either. There will be wonderful moments in your life, moments of great happiness and celebration and joy. But there will be also moments in your life that will be difficult, that will be hard. Now, hopefully, over the course of your 4 years here at CBC, you've learned that one of the ways that you can get through difficult and challenging times is because you have each other. You have a brotherhood. But you also have the presence of God, who will always and everywhere love you. Even when you screw up and make really stupid mistakes, God will still love you. Even when you sin, God will still love you. He won't love the sin, but he will love you, and he'll give you that opportunity to come back to him in his life. Not because he's a control freak, but because he knows what will make us happy and fulfilled. So, as you go forth from here and live your life in a variety of ways, in the short term as seniors at CBC, in the long term, preparing for a life of happiness and fulfillment, make opportunities so that you may be aware when God is speaking to you, because he loves you more than you can know or understand.